on the phone right now is a sister. All I can say is she can sing. You know, you have people that can sing, but she can sing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Right now, she's a finalist on BET Sunday's Best. On the phone, we have Tasha Page Lockhart. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great, Ed. How are you?
Oh, we are blessed. But first of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. And you, girl, you were singing.
Thank you. I was trying to do my best. But thank you for having me today.
Amen. Now, tell me, growing up, what were your favorite artists growing up, okay?
Well, of course, my mother, Lisa Page Brooks, is my all-time favorite artist. She's my biggest inspiration in music. My whole family is in music. My grandfather was in the Motown Museum in a group called the Monitors.
Wow.
In Motown back in the day. So my music roots run really, really, really deep. And my cousins, Tammy and Drill Hatton, they're songwriters. She's a singer. They work at West Angeles Church of God, and not Church of God in Christ. Oops, I didn't make Noel Jones coaches.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. They work at West Angeles, City of Refuge, I'm sorry, in Los Angeles, California. And they wrote In the Middle of It for Isaac Carey. So,
wow.
Like, music is all in my family.
I know, but that's
I love, if I had to pick an artist, I love Lowell Pye. I love Crystal Rucker. I love PJ Morton.
Now, you got to tell me, Tasha, what was it like, you know, the process of going through the Sunday's Best, going through the auditions? What was that process like to get you to where you're at right now?
It was so nerve-wracking. I mean, my nerves were... Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I was back and forth to the bathroom, drinking water. I was so nervous. I could have fainted doing those eliminations. I didn't use my mother to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want that to be known. I really want to clarify that. I did not use my mother to get anywhere. And, you know, we're not able to pick our parents. I didn't say I want her to be my mother. You know what I'm saying? God
right.
just blessed me with a mother that just so happened to have a platform.
Mm-hmm.
But God set me up.
Amen.
To be able to go on my own road and my own journey for his glory to be shown, you know, to the nation. So I'm just excited that God chose me. And it had nothing to do with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
The producers did not even know who my mother was until she came to one of the filmings. I'm a pretty strong person. I'm a pretty tough person, I would say. But I really wasn't prepared for some of the criticism that I came across on social media.
Wow.
And the crazy part about it is, it's not that I was looking for it. These people were tagging me in their comments. So they wanted me to see them being rude.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Lord Jesus, I just began to pray for some of these people. Like, after I have my pity party and I wipe my eyes, I was like, okay, Lord, help these people because, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Now, what was it like meeting with the great, the voice, Kim Burrell?
It was such an amazing experience. Kim Burrell has so much wisdom and so much knowledge in her craft.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me some great pointers and some things that I'll use. And one thing that I respected about her is that she ministered to each and every one of us.
Amen.
When it came out to the top 10 and we had some alone time with her with the cameras off, she went one by one and she really ministered to us as people, not artists.
Amen. Amen.
To my life that I will never forget.
You know, you did such a great job. Last night you were doing Don't Do It Without Me, Bishop Paul Morton. I almost fell out my chair.
And, you know, it's hard to do someone else's song, especially when they're a legend. You know, Bishop Paul Morton, he's a signature voice in gospel music and a preacher. You know what I'm saying? So, and then Rod Lumpkin, I have to give him his props as well. He lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and he has family in Detroit. He has roots in Detroit as well. But when I say he wrote a great song,
right.
He wrote a great song. It just really speaks to the heart of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lord, don't do it without me. Remember me, whatever you do.
Amen.
Don't forget about, you know, my sacrifices and the tears that I've cried and my faithfulness. And whatever you're doing in the body of Christ, I want to be a part of this move that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? We have a lot of young people that listen to this program. What words of wisdom would you have right now for the young people that's listening from Tasha Page Lockhart right now?
Serve God with all your heart and soul. You know, sometimes you're looked at as, you may be looked at as lame or this or that, or you think you will be, but no, you're really not. Serve God with all your heart and soul. You can be cool, you can have swag, you can have fun, and still love God. You know what I'm saying? You be the trendsetter. You be the leader. You don't have to follow what's out here. Don't let peer pressure get the best of you. You should be influencing your friends and your peers to go to church. Invite somebody to church with you. Let them know you ain't got to dress up. Wear what you got. Just come. And I promise if you come one time, you'll want to keep coming. So just stay before God. Develop a prayer life even at a young age. My mother used to always tell me, God ain't got no grandchildren. So you can't get to God through me. I only can take you so far. Mm-hmm. We got to pick this thing up and run with it, and we got to do it now.
All right. Amen. Hey, y'all, we've been talking to Tasha Page Lockhart. Now, listen, if you go to that website right now, praisecleveland.com, all the details on how you can vote, amen, for Tasha Page Lockhart and for Kefia Rowlandson, amen. The finalist is Sunday's Best. Listen, you got to do that, y'all. You can go to the website, check it out.
Yes.
Go to my Twitter page. Go to my Instagram. Go to we have it on there for you, okay? Let's go to praisecleveland.com and vote.
Guys, get out there and vote. You can vote all week long. Vote by text, by phone, or go to the BET website. Get those votes in because they all count.
That's right. You heard it, y'all. And you can log on to our website as well as praisecleveland.com with the latest information. All right. Well, Tasha, thank you so much. Amen for calling in. You know that we love you very, very dearly. And listen, we want you to come back on the program, all right?
Yes, I got to come back on the program because I have a concert coming up September 2nd in Detroit where Kefia and I will both perform live for the first time, Labor Day.
All right. All right.
You gotta... And Cleveland is not far from Detroit. So...
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Grace and peace be with you. Amen. Tell your mom we said hello. Amen. And, you know, again, you know, our door is always open for you.
Thank you so much.
We're Cleveland's home of inspiration, the all-new Praise, 1300 AM.